Welcome to this weekend's edition of Feature Scope. I'm Randy Van, and joining us today from Family Crisis Center is Shelley Koons. Shelley, thanks for spending some time with us today.
Thank you very much.
We want to talk to Shelley because October is National Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and the Family Crisis Center provides a lot of services for, unfortunately, people who find themselves in this situation. And Shelley, it's not only women that are the victims of domestic violence, correct?
Certainly not, no, both male and female.
And how the cases that you guys see, they probably run the gamut, don't they, as far as what the victim is dealing with?
They do, from relief, petition reliefs, depositions, trials, hearings, housing, just different things like that.
Yeah, you guys help them all the way through the process from right once the incident happens all the way through the process and help them with a variety of services.
We certainly do. Yeah. We certainly do.
How are you guys funded?
We are funded through the state. And then the United Way also funds the Crisis Center here in Newton. So.
Okay. And how long what type of area do you serve?
Our main office is out of Ottumwa. We serve most of southern counties, Marion County, Wapello, different counties, Poweshiek we serve, and Jasper. I'm the only one that covers Jasper.
So, man, you have a lot of big, pretty significant caseload then, huh?
We do. We have 9 advocates, yeah, and we cover 12 counties.
Wow, okay. Is this something that people are becoming more aware of? I know it's Awareness Month, but is this, we got the Me Too movement, a lot of things. People are becoming more aware of issues like this, aren't they?
They are, yes, I believe they are.
Does that lead to more calls then for you guys, has it?
Certainly. It certainly does. I'm afraid that Jasper County is a very, very busy county. So, yeah. And I think it's mainly because we have our name out there. People know about us. So
not maybe necessarily a case of where there's more incidents happening than, say, other counties, but just people are more aware of your services and reach out to you more so than maybe some other counties.
That's right. The counties that we serve, Wapello County, excuse me, is the busiest county, and then Jasper County is right behind it. So.
Okay. Now, how do people get a hold of you first off? Let's talk a little bit about that.
I have a business number here. Also, I work closely with the clerk of court. She has my business cards, and when people go in to file a petition, then she will give them my card, and I will either contact them or they will contact me.
Do you say most of your cases referred to you that way, or do most people reach out to you just on their own?
Quite a few through the courthouse, and then also the county attorney's office.
Okay. And what's the first thing you do once you're contacted with someone who's unfortunately been a victim of domestic violence?
I usually do an intake just to get their information, find out exactly what is going on, what had happened, and then I will meet with the client. And we will put together a plan, and then we go from there. So,
when people contact you, are they pretty much committed to going through? A lot of times, things happen, and then there's a change of heart. The hard feelings soften, and maybe the case gets dropped. They don't want to file charges, or by the time they contact you, or do they pretty much want to go through with it, or do you still have a couple of those instances where charges end up getting dismissed?
Quite a few. They think about it for a while, and then they don't want to follow through. That's right. It usually takes a woman at least 7 times before she'll actually leave. So.
Wow, it's just, I guess a lot of it goes to, you know, a lot of times being financially and emotionally dependent on the other person, I guess, I would imagine.
Right, right. Yeah. Many times domestic abuse is about power and control, and many times the women are not allowed to have a job, or they're given just a little bit of money to go buy groceries, and they're not allowed to leave the house for any other reason than to go to the grocery store.
Yeah, it's that isolationism then that really, they feel like they don't have anyone else they can turn to or trust to help out. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Okay. How long does it take normally for a case to go through the court system?
Quite a while. Yeah. If it's a criminal case, I have one going on right now, and it happened in May of 2018, and he's finally going to trial in November. So.
Okay. Yeah, so it does take a while. And of course, during all this time, the victim has to, find a way to support themselves. A lot of times it's dealing with finding other living arrangements. You guys help them all with that, right?
We help with housing. Unfortunately, in Newton, housing is kind of scarce, so it's kind of hard to find them. But we do our best. We certainly do our best to find them housing. So.
Do you have immediate shelter help available to someone if this incident just happened and they want to get out and don't have anywhere to go?
We do. We have a unit here in town. I usually have a woman there most of the time, and if it is full, then I will refer them to a women's shelter.
Okay. Any other things you want to talk about in regards to this topic?
No, I feel that it's very important for people to know about it, and just to get our name out there and let people know that we're here to help and do whatever we can to get them out of the situation permanently. So,
yeah. What is a good way to reach you? A phone number or where can they go?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My phone number, my direct line is 641-980-0359.
And do you know what did I see a stat somewhere about one in every 3 to 4 women experience some type of domestic violence in their lifetime? Did I see that right? Is that put out nationally?
Yes.
Is it?
That's right.
Wow. Okay. Well, definitely a social problem that we hope we'll see some improvement soon, and we're glad that you're Family Crisis Center is there to help local folks who have to unfortunately deal with something like this. We appreciate you spending some time with us, Shelley, and talking about what you guys can offer.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
All right, keep up the good work over there.
Okay, thank you.
Been talking to Shelley Coons with Family Crisis Center. Again, October, National Domestic Violence Awareness Month. I'm Randy Vann, and that's this weekend's Feature Scope.